All right, please stand for the flag salute.
The flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Sunshine notice, Madam Clerk.
Thank you. Board of Commissioners' public meeting agenda for Tuesday, January 20, 2026. The time is now 7:18. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 20, 2025 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Evans?
Here.
Commissioner Tucci?
Here.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Here.
Commissioner Petracco?
Here.
Mayor Kelly?
Present. For everyone's situational awareness, as advertised, we held a executive session prior to the meeting, and we have no minutes, no executive minutes. Communications, Madam Clerk.
Thank you. We have three this evening. The Van Rapper House has submitted a social affair event application to hold a lawn party at 491 River Road from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 25th, 2026, with a rain date of Sunday, April 26th, 2026. The Nutley Elks Lodge has submitted an application for a social affair permit for the St. Patrick's Day Parade celebration scheduled for Saturday, March 7, 2026 from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. at 242 Chestnut Street. And the Nutley Irish Alliance has submitted an event application to hold their 47th St. Patrick's Day Parade on Franklin Avenue from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, March 7, 2026.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. Bills, please.
Thank you. Bill is for January 20th, 2026. Public Affairs, $25,160.91. Revenue and Finance, $2,960,613.47. Public Safety, $68,381.94. Public Works, $56,998.04. Parks and Public Property, $1,351,748.45. Water and Sewer Utility, $1,393,911.20. Payroll, as of Friday, January 2nd, 2026, regular payroll total, $988,328.38. Overtime payroll total, $105,530.98. Total payroll, $1,093,859.36, for a grand total of $6,950,673.37.
Move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
And that's it for bills.
We have public comment on agenda items only. Anyone wishing to be heard on agenda items only, please approach the microphone and state your name for the record. Seeing none, we don't have any ordinances on introduction. Moving to ordinances on second reading and public hearing. Deputy Mayor Evans or...
Mayor, Commissioner announcements?
Oh, I skipped that. Commissioner announcements.
Mayor? Just want to say welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service, and glad you're home safe and sound.
Thank you.
Speak for everybody.
Absolutely.
I was going to do the same, Joe. I want to add, former Governor Dick Cody passed away recently. He was a friend to Nutley. He was very outgoing and very helpful, especially with mental health issues and those with need. I just want to recognize that longtime public servant has passed and recognize that he made a significant contribution to the state of New Jersey.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Tucci?
I don't want to be redundant, but I just want to echo what Commissioner Scarpelli said. Welcome home. We're glad you're back safe and sound.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to welcome you back officially as well. It's good to have you back. I do have a public safety announcement as well. I am happy to report some good news as far as these house break-ins and the car thefts in Nutley have, you know, the police department, I have to say kudos to them. Again, we won't say what changes we made to get those numbers down, but that has been very subdued at the moment. However, the pedestrian crossings, you know, we have had way too many people getting hit by cars in our town. Had another one today, unfortunately. That's Center Street. I just urge our residents in the morning on these sunny days, the sun glare is impossible almost to navigate. Please give yourself a little more time to go down Center Street. A message to our pedestrians as well. Please don't take it for granted when you step out in the street that a car is going to stop. You know, it's winter time, ice on the road. You know, the sun glare is horrific in some of the areas in the town. Please help yourself. Again, at night, please wear reflecting clothing. I travel these roads many, many times of the day myself. And, you know, no matter who's at fault, if it's the driver of a car or the pedestrian, you know, please use the crosswalks. And I urge our drivers around town, please take your time, especially this time of year, you know, loss of life, you know, and, you know, two families are really scarred. You know, the people that hit the person, you know, has to live with that, taking a life. And, you know, again, the pedestrian getting hit. You know, so please, you know, slow down, give yourself some extra time. It's starting to be an epidemic here. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. And I have, I have one announcement, but I do want to thank each of you for being so supportive, in my absence. And I'm happy to be back, and I'm looking forward to saying hello to everyone in our community. Just bear with me. It's going to take a moment, because there's only one of me. But we do have our annual blood drive at the health department in honor of Keith Jarrett on January 26th. Walk-ins are welcome, but you're highly encouraged to register, so this way we can make sure it runs as smooth as possible. Absent any further announcements, we can now go to the ordinance on second reading, either Deputy Mayor Evans or Commissioner Tucci.
Thank you, Mayor. This is an ordinance which is a fully funded ordinance. There's no bonding associated with this, which is necessary to provide all the funds necessary to improve the chambers that we're sitting in.
At this time, we will open the public hearing on ordinance number 3605. Anyone wishing to be heard on ordinance number 3605 may approach the microphone and state your name for the record.
Move to close.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Move the ordinance.
Second, and I'd also like to add that these renovations and these improvements are absolutely appropriate and necessary.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Abstain.
Moving on to resolutions. Resolutions from Commissioner Evans. We have 12 resolutions on this evening, 4 from Commissioner Evans.
Thank you, Mayor. Whereas New Jersey Statute 54:4-3.30 provides that war veterans who were honorably discharged from active service in the time of war in any branch of the armed services of the United States who have been or shall be declared by the United States Veterans Administration to be 100% totally and permanently disabled connected with their wartime service, a full tax exemption of their dwelling and the lot on which it is situated. And whereas the following taxpayer has filed an application for allowance of the full exemption with proper supporting documentation, just making them eligible. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex State, New Jersey, that Stephen DeBrayo be granted full exemption from the property tax, from payment of property taxes from January 6, 2026, and all subsequent years thereafter on the property identified as Block 9701, Lot 5, qualifier C, 0102, which is also known as 101 River Road, Unit 2A. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Whereas the Township of Nutley, through the Department of Revenue and Finance, has a need to acquire grant consulting services at a non-fair and open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 19:44A, 20.5, and whereas Millennium Strategies 60 Columbia Road, Suite 230, Morristown, New Jersey, has submitted a proposal indicated that they will provide these same services at a cost not to exceed $43,200, which is the same amount as in 2025. There's no increase. Whereas the term of the contract is for 12 months, January 1, 2026 through December 31st, 2026, whereas Millennium has completed and submitted a business entity disclosure certification that certifies that said corporation has not made any reportable contributions to a political or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit them from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract. Whereas funds will be available for this purpose from account 601-209-205, subject to the adoption of the 2026 municipal budget. Certification of availability of funds has been filed by the Chief Financial Officer of the Township in accordance with local budget law, NJSA 48:4-57 and NJAC 5:34-5.2. Now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey as follows. One, a contract shall be entered into between the Township and Millennium Strategies for the stated rate of $3,600 a month or $43,200 for the year. A copy of this resolution shall be published as required by law within 10 days of its passage. A copy of this resolution as well as the contract shall be placed on file with the municipal clerk. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Whereas it is necessary to designate the official medium for the publication of legal notices as required by law, whereas currently under applicable state law, legal notices are required to be published in a newspaper circulating within the municipality or county when such publication is required, whereas beginning March 1, 2026, PL 2025 C72 requires when a public entity does publish or advertise a legal notice, such notice shall be published in the public entity's official website and no longer mandates that such notices be published in the local newspaper. And whereas in accordance with PL 2025 C72, legal notices will be published on the township's municipal website. The township website shall be accessible and available to the public free of charge with a direct hyperlink to legal notices placed conspicuously on the homepage. Further legal notices will remain displayed on the official website for at least 1 week before being archived and maintained online for at least 1 year. Whereas until March 21, 2026, publications in the designated official newspapers remain a lawful method of publishing required legal notices consistent with existing statutes. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that one, during the transition period prior to March 1, 2026, all required legal notices shall continue to be published in the Township's designated official newspapers in accordance with applicable law. Effective March 1, 2026, all required public notices of the Township of Nutley shall be published on the Township's official website in compliance with PL 2025 C72. The Township shall maintain an online archive of legal notices accessible to the public for at least 1 year following the initial posting of the notice. Nothing in this resolution shall prohibit the Township from also publishing legal notices in an eligible online newspaper consistent with PL 2025 C72. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. And I just want to add that both your departments, Commissioner Evans and Commissioner Tucci, do a great job in cataloging and archiving and the clerk's office of all of our minutes and town records already. And so this is just the cherry on the top that we're able to save the town some money here.
And it's a good amount, I mean, because legal notices cost a lot of money, especially if you have to go into one of the major newspapers. Yes, Mayor, great opportunity to save some money.
Yeah, and I do appreciate the good work and hard work that your department's doing.
Thank you. My next resolution is for the appropriations for 2026 for pension and debt service. Whereas New Jersey Statutes 48:419 provides that where debt service and statutory expenditures are to be paid in 2026 prior to the time of the final adoption of the 26 budget, temporary appropriations shall be made for such debt service and statutory expenditures in a manner and time therein provided. Whereas debt service and statutory expenses will become due during the first 6 months of 2026. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley that the following temporary appropriations be made. This temporary resolution includes all the accounts listed for debt service, for statutory expenses for the public employees retirement system and the police and fire's retirement system, as well as the debt service payments for the water and sewer utility. For all the accounts listed in the resolution, be further resolved that in accordance with the provisions of NJSA 48:4-19, the Chief Financial Officer is hereby authorized to make the above appropriations. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Tucci?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. It's a resolution authorizing New Jersey Department of Community Affairs 2026 Local Recreation Improvement Grant Program. Whereas Township of Nutley desires to apply for and obtain a grant from the New Jersey Department of Community Affairs Local Recreation Improvement Grant for approximately $75,000 to fund critical pathway and stairway improvements at Father Klotzbach Memorial Park in order to enhance safe, accessible access to the park's recreational fields and amenities for residents and visitors. And whereas the Township of Nutley does hereby authorize the application for such a grant and recognize and accept that the department may offer a lesser or a greater amount upon receipt of the grant agreement from the New Jersey Department of Community Affairs, have be it therefore resolved that the Township of Nutley does further authorize the execution of any such grant agreement, and also upon receipt of the executed agreement from the department does further authorize the expenditure of funds pursuant to the terms of the agreement between the Township of Nutley and New Jersey DCA. Be it further resolved that the persons whose names, titles, and signatures appear below are authorized to sign the application, and that they or their successors in said titles are authorized to sign the agreement and any other documents necessary in connection therewith. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye. Just a point. It says for me as deputy mayor, the mayor is now back. Mayor, I think it should be just edited to say mayor, and you sign it.
That's fine.
Thank you. I will make that change. Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Moving on, Commissioner Scarpelli.
Thank you, Mayor. Whereas bids for the 2023 Breland Avenue Roadway Approval Project, Franklin Avenue to Bluefield Avenue, NJDOT funds were received and opened on Wednesday, August 23rd, 2023. Whereas D&L Paver Contractors, 675 Franklin Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey, was the low bidder. Whereas the contract was awarded in the amount of $505,856.14 on September 5th, 2023 via a grant from NJDOT in the amount of $505,856.14, and the Chief Financial Officer issued a certificate of funds availability for the contract. And whereas change order number one has been authorized for a total decrease to the contract in the amount of $52,846.42, for a total contract amount of $453,009.72, whereas change order number one will be credited to account number G04177401 in an amount of $52,846.42,
Now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley County, of Essex State, New Jersey, that change order number one as attached is a change from the contract previously made by the Township of Nutley with D&amp;L Paving Contractors for the project known as 2023 Greenland Avenue Roadway Improvement NJDOT, and is hereby authorized and approved. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Whereas bids for the 2024 Coiman Avenue Roadway Improvement Project, Bloomfield Avenue to Bloomfield Township Border, NJDOT, were received and opened on Wednesday, July 24, 2024. Whereas D&amp;L Paving Contractors, 675 Franklin Avenue, New Jersey, was the low bidder, and whereas the contract was awarded in the amount of $512,431.38 on August 6, 2024, by a grant from NJDOT in the amount of $481,926, and account number CO455170401 in the amount of $30,505.38. And the Chief Financial Officer issued a certificate of funds availability for the contract, and whereas change order number one has been authorized for a total decrease to the contract amount of $28,691.89 for a total contract amount of $483,739.49, and whereas change order number one we credit to account number CO455170401 the amount of $28,691.89. Now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley County, of Essex State, New Jersey, that the change order number one is attached and the change from the contract previously made by the Township of Nutley with D&amp;L Paving Contractors for the project known as 2024 Coiman Avenue Roadway Improvement Project, NJDOT, and is hereby authorized and approved. Move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Petracco?
Whereas sealed bids for furnishing and delivering police dispatchers and crossing guard uniforms and equipment were publicly opened and read on April 10, 2024, and whereas Turnout Uniforms is the better bidder based on the prices, and whereas per the original specifications, the contract is for two-year terms through December 31st, 2025, with the option for an extension for an additional year. Therefore, the existing contract with Turnout Uniforms is extended to December 31st, 2026, whereas the funds in the amount of $154,000 are available in appropriation titled 6-01-310-200, Police and Dispatch Maintenance and Allowance, and the funds in the amount of $14,500 are available in appropriation titled 6-01-310-200, Crossing Guards Allowance, and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer and certification being attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County, of Essex State, New Jersey, that the contract for furnishing and delivering for police dispatcher and crossing guard uniforms and equipment consistent with the 2024 clothing voucher allocation and hereby awarded to Turnout Uniforms, 195 Patterson Avenue, Little Falls, New Jersey. I move it.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Just a quick amendment. These are 26 funds, so it would be subject to the adoption of the 26 budget.
Okay.
So with that edit, I'm aye.
Sounds good.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
And I have four on for this evening. The first one is resolution number 0926 for raffle license applications that have been received from the following organizations. Lincoln School PTO, on-premises merchandise raffle and on-premises 50-50 cash raffle on Friday, March 20th, 2026. Nutley High School Crew Booster, both for an on-premise merchandise raffle and on-premise 50-50 cash raffle on Saturday, March 14th. Nutley Music Teachers Association license for off-premise merchandise raffle on June 3rd. St. Mary's Roman Catholic Church off-premise cash raffle on Monday, June 1st. Nutley Irish American Alliance off-premise merchandise raffle Thursday, May 21st. Nutley Youth Baseball license number 0926 for off-premise 50-50 cash raffle on Saturday, June 13th. Whereas the application has been received and reviewed by the, reviewed and approved by municipal clerk and the police department, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County, of Essex State, New Jersey, that the aforementioned licenses are approved and the municipal clerk is authorized to issue said licenses. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. The second one I have on for this evening is resolution number 1426. This is recognizing February as Black History Month. Whereas Black History Month is observed annually in February to honor the achievements, contributions, and enduring legacy of African Americans throughout the United States history. Whereas the Association for Study of African American Life and History has designated the 2026 National Black History Month theme as a century of Black history commemorations marking 100 years of national observance of Black history. Whereas this centennial theme explores the impact of Black history, commemorations on Black identity, historical awareness, and the American and American culture, while reaffirming the importance of preserving, teaching, and celebrating Black history as an essential part of the American story. Whereas acknowledging Black history promotes a deeper understanding of our shared past and strengths, our collective commitment to equality, justice, and inclusion. Whereas celebrating Black History Month provides an opportunity to uplift Black voices, honor community leaders, and inspire future generations to continue the pursuit of justice, excellence, and unity. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex State of New Jersey recognizes Black History Month and encourage all residents to explore the rich history and culture through reflection, dialogue, service, and celebration. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. The third one I have on for this evening is recognizing February as National Blood Donor Month. This is resolution number 1526. Whereas since 1970, National Blood Donor Month has been observed every January to raise awareness about the critical need for blood donations, especially during winter months when supplies often decline. Whereas the demand for blood donation goes beyond unexpected emergencies such as car accidents and natural catastrophes. They are urgently needed to treat patients facing disease like cancer, cardiovascular disease, surgeries, organ, and bone marrow transplants. Whereas every 2 seconds someone in the United States needs blood or platelets, and whereas 3% of the U.S. population donates blood each year, it has been stated that if just 1% more donated blood, shortages would be alleviated. Whereas platelet donations are a very important part of the donation process, platelets are assigned the important task of clotting blood to stop bleeding and are vital for cancer patients as well as those with blood disorders who are undergoing open heart surgery or organ transplants. And therefore, be resolved that the Board of Commissioners and the Township of Nutley County of Essex State of New Jersey recognizes January 2026 as National Blood Donor Month and urge all citizens in Nutley to support efforts and activities that bring awareness to and education to blood donation during the month of January and throughout the year. Be further resolved that the residents are encouraged to make a life-saving donation during the annual blood drive in memory of Keith Jarrett on Monday, January 26th, in the Nutley Department of Public Affairs and Health between the hours of 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. I probably move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. And the last one I have on for this evening is resolution number 1626, recognizing February as American Heart Health Month. Whereas February is American Heart Health Month, a time when all people, especially women, are encouraged to focus on their cardiovascular health. And whereas heart disease is a very common and leading cause of death for men, women, and people of most racial and ethnic groups, in 2022, one in every five deaths in the United States was caused by heart disease. Whereas every year, about 805,000 people in the United States will have a heart attack. Of these, 605,000 are a first heart attack, and 200,000 are individuals who have already had a heart attack. Whereas the Township of Nutley Department of Public Affairs, through its Health Department and American Heart Association, are committed to changing the future of health together by promoting healthy eating and fitness, and thus preventing heart disease through public and professional education about the risk factors. And whereas Friday, February 6, 2026 has been designated as National Wear Red Day, at which time residents are encouraged to wear red to raise awareness about cardiovascular risks and disease. On the state, all Township of Nutley municipal buildings will be illuminated in red light to bring awareness to this initiative. And therefore, it be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that in recognition of the importance of the ongoing effort to prevent heart disease, we do hereby proclaim February 2026 as National Heart Health Month, and urge all citizens to show their support in preventing heart disease by learning more about their heart health and eating a healthy diet and maintaining an active lifestyle. And as always, the health department will be putting on various heart-healthy events in February. Be sure to check out the town's website for more information on those events. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
At this time, we will open the meeting to the public. Anyone wishing to address the Board of Commissioners about any concern they may have, may approach the microphone and state your name for the record. Seeing none, I do believe we have a need for executive session this evening, Mr. Bruno.
Mayor, we do have a need to go into closed session to discuss contract negotiations.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'll entertain a motion to go into closed executive session.
Second.
Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, permits the exclusion of the public for meeting in certain circumstances, and whereas the public body is of the opinion that such circumstances exist, and whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex and State of New Jersey desires to proceed to closed executive session, and now therefore be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley move into closed executive session to discuss contract negotiation. Be it further resolved that at the time when such discussions may be disclosed to the public shall be when, and such disclosures may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley, pending and or anticipated legal, personnel, contractual matters, and other matters within the exceptions provided for by statute. This resolution shall take effect immediately. Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye, and we won't be conducting any further business this evening. Our next meeting is Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026 at 7 p.m. in Nutley Town Hall. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move it. Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
The time is 7:49.
Good night, everyone.